Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Nun Vav, and today we're going to talk about something that is tangentially connected to the daf, and that is halachas related to the sun, or the movement, or the placement, or the time of Netzachama having to do with the sun. Right, where does this come from? The Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbana, right in the middle of Nun Vav, Amun Aleph. What happens if somebody does not know exactly how to create their tchum? Because we know the context here is that when one makes a tchum, so then one takes whatever point or house or chatzar is outside the square or the circle of the city, and one makes a square around that and is marchiv, widens and expands the 2,000 amos. As we've seen, it doesn't actually have to be 2,000 amos. It's going to end up being more than 2,000 amos because your niskaras hazavios, the corners, as one measures the 2,000 amos. But the Gemara says that you should make the tchum measured equal lines going north, south, and east, west. Meaning it's a square, but it should be made in an even straight type of way. But what happens if you don't know? What if you don't know north, south, east, west? So the Gemara says, look at the sun. Ketzad, says the Gemara. Chama yotza bayom aruch v'shokas biyom aruch zehu p'nei tzafon. But if you look at the sun on the longest days of the year, so then that's going to be the north side where it rises and sets. Chama yotza biyom katzar v'shokas biyom katzar zehu p'nei darom. Tkufas disa, tkufas tishrei, the equal days, so then it's, the direction. Okay, the Gemara talks about how you use the sun in order to figure out the direction if you don't know the constellations, if you can't figure it out based on the stars, and in that way one is able to set the tchum properly. That is the Gemara as it tells us what to, as it tells us what to do and how to figure it out. And this is quoted in the Rambam as well, in Hilchos Shabbos and Berach Chavches, Halacha Zayin, Emhaisa Ha'ir Mishuleshes, if you have a triangular city, Oshieshlat Slaos Rabos, and it has a lot of sides, Marabinosa, you square it, Viacharkach Modedin, Chutzla Maruba, Alpaima Malacha Ruach, and then you measure 2,000 amos outside the square once you square it. Ukshu Marabeya, Marabeya Beribua Ha'olam, and you square it in a way that it is straight with the directions of the world, Kadesha Tia Kal Ruach Mimena, Meshucha Keneged Ruach Mirucha Sa'olam. So each side of it is connected, a side of the world, north, south, east, west, umechuven is connected, right? It's not diagonally, but it is straight connected, the different sides of the world. That's the Rambam in Berach Chavches of Hilchos Shabbos. So let's talk a little bit about the halachas related to the sun, as here, the Tchum Shabbos that you make, you use the sun in order to make sure that it is in the proper direction. So the Mishnah tells us, as we know, in Maseches Megillah, that most halachas of the day go by Amud HaShachar, Me'ikar HaDin, right? That's daytime. Even though Lechadchila, one's supposed to go after nights, says the Mishnah, Megillah Chaf Aman Aleph, Ein Karnas HaMegillah, V'lo Malam, V'lo Tovlin, V'lo Mazin, all the halachas and mitzvot that apply during the day, Kriyas HaMegillah, Mila, Tvila, other types of tefillos, lo titbal acha tenetzachama, only after the sun rises. V'kulan sha'asu mishalam urashachar kasher. And if one does these things, fulfills these mitzvos, after amud hashachar, after dawn, it is kosher. It sounds like it's a bidi'evin. Why is that a bidi'evin? So Pashas, you would say, as Rashi seems to say, that you want to make sure it's day. Really, amud hashachar is the key time, but you're not sure if it's just the light as the day is starting to get light, but it's still nighttime, or it's actual morning. So therefore, you have to wait. That's what Rashi says. V'kulan sha'asu, t'me'alos ha'shachar yamamahu. Aval afi she'ein ha'kol b'kiyin bo, tzrichin laham t'inan ha'netzachama. Because many are not b'kiyin, so you have to wait. You have to wait just in case for Netzachama. And the Mishnah says, Kalayom kasher, and the whole day is kasher after that time. So Netzachama seems to be kind of like a Durabanan. Zegzera, you should wait. But there are definitely a number of halachos that are tali dafka on the sun, not on the Nates just Bidi Evid, but dafka tali on the sun. Maybe the most famous one is Birchas Achama. Birchas Achama, which comes up once every 28 years, that is for sure tali on the sun. Right? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachas, on Daf Nuntes, Tana Rabbanan, Haroa Chama Bitkufasa, Levana Bigvurasa, Vikochavim Bimisilosam, Umazalos Kisidron, Omer Baruch Osem Mase Bracious. You say a bracha, well, they're the first one. You see the sun in its tkufa. What does in its tkufa mean? Meaning it is at the same place where it was at or the everything is lined up, or the sun and the earth is lined up at the same place that it was by Maisa Bracious on a Tuesday night at 6 p.m. because that's when there was a perfect time with 12 hours and 12 hours, the day and the night, and Yom Revi'i, which is the day that the sun was created, starting Tuesday night, that's when Birch HaZachama is, and happens once every 28 years. Amar Abaya, Kol Esrim V'Shmona Shnin, V'Hadr Machzer V'Nafla, Tkufas Nisan, B'Shabtai, B'Urta, D'Tlas Lagi Arba, that is the Halacha. Every 28 years. There have been 207 Birch HaZachamas in history. The last one was a number of years ago, 12, 13 years ago. But this is the Halacha of the Gemara, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Simen Reish Chav Tes. Haruach Chama B'Tkufasa, V'Hu Mi Chav Ches L'Chav Ches Shana, every 28 years. So then, Kishirosa Biyom Dalid Baboker, when you see it, it's Tuesday night, but then you don't see the sun on a Tuesday night because it's dark outside. So the way you do it is the Wednesday morning, right? If you see it in the morning, Omer Baruch Ose Masa Bracious. Oh, say that bracha. It's a bracha that we're used to, but it's a bracha on an event that we are not so used to, right? The Mefarshim Seir, Chaim Kedievsky, writes in Sefer Berachas Zachama that even if we're a little bit off with the time, you know, they say there are different tkufos, and maybe we're a little bit off at different days of the Amoraim, it's still okay. Any time around that time would be okay to say the bracha. If you look in the Sefer Berachas Zachama, he quotes that there are three ideas behind this bracha. What are the ideas behind the bracha? So he says, number one, it is a bracha that is anti-Avodah Zarah. He quotes this from the Baal HaAkeidah.
So much of Avodah Zarah, especially at the beginning, was because worshipping the sun and the moon.
So many of the Avim tried to be okay, this
shorish.
Dafka, we say a bracha to Hashem related to the sun and the moon.
Right,
it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, and therefore we should make sure that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge. It continues a little bit more. This is really the part I wanted to read. I quote this from Rabbi Bleich. Number one, it is a bracha, as we said. It's a berachas riyah that reminds us of anti-Avodah Zarah. Number two, it's a berachas riyah that reminds us of Maisa Bracious. Reminds us of what happened at Maisa Bracious. That is a second idea. Number three, it reminds us of Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly involved and in charge of everything that happens in the world, including the natural world, as the Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Mo. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind all of Teva, and really there's no such thing as Teva, it's really nice, but this is the Halacha, and we should try to do that once every 20 years. We try to do it right after Nates. That's when everybody davens Vasikin, right, try to see the entire sun. You hope it's not raining that day. Last time it was on Erev Pesach, so it was not the rainy season here in Eretz Yisrael, but again, that is the that is number one. That is Birchas Hachama. There's a lot more, but we'll leave that for now. Number one. Number two, what else is Tali on the sun? So there is a famous machlokas, how to calculate Sha'os Zmanios. How to calculate Sha'os Zmanios. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyashma, Simin Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris B'Sheyira Es Chavero Haragili Moksas B'Richok Dalan Amos. Zman Kriyashma is Mishe Yakir. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'Nimshach Zmana Adsof Gimel Shos, and it goes until the end of the three halachic hours, Shehu Reviyah Hayo, which is a quarter of the day. Umisvah Nemuvcha Lekrosa Kevasikin, and the Misvah Nemuvcha is to read a Kevasikin, Shayim Uchuvana Lekrosa Ma'at Kodem Anetzachama, Kedishi Yisayim Kriyashma Berchaseha Im Anetzachama, finish Kriyashma with the Nates, V'yismoch Lahatfila Miyad Banetzachama, and start Shmon Esrei, start the Amida right after. Umishi Yuchalachavin Lasos Kain, Scharo Merubah Ma'ot. And whoever could do that is amazing. And if you didn't say it before Nates, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema after Nates. Fine. That is the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says, Nira li dahacha l'kulei alma, maninan me'alos hashachar.
The Magen Avraham Shita is that how do you calculate Shalosh Vanios from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim? That's the 12, how you split the time into 12 equal parts, halachic hours. It is Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim. And he brings a raya from a Gemara and a Tosfos in Brachas on Daf Gimel. The Gemara there, if you remember, at the beginning of Maseches Brachas, where it talks about how do you figure out all of the Mishmaros and how do you know the times. So the Gemara there on Daf Gimel on Aleph talks about what do you need, these simanim. The Gemara says there are simanim. How do you know when the Mishmaros switch in Shamayim? Right, I'll call Mishra Mishmar, Yoshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shoei Ka'ari. How do you know? Simon Ladavar, a Chamar No'er, a Tinoka is nursing. So what do you need all these simanim for? Just look outside. Says the Gemara, Laman Dugani Bebeis Afel. If you're in a dark house, so then you would need the simanim. Tosfos there adds, Beis Afel in a dark house where you can't see out. V'im Tomar, follow Rebbe Eliezer, Boyat Sheyakir, Ben Tchilas Lekarsi, B'Kriyash Ma Shal Shachris. Well, don't you need Misha Yakir for Kriyash Ma? V'yesh Lomar Mikol Makom, Kivin Sheyoda, Masa Yale, Amud HaShachar, Kodem, Sheyakum V'yazam, En Atzbo, Kfar Higia, Oso E. So it uses the Lashon of Amud HaShachar. And the Magen Avraham says, Mikan Muchach, that the day starts with Amud HaShachar. The Lavush and the Vilna Gaon in Siman Tafnun and Tes argue Amud HaShachar is not in the Gemara, it's in Tosfos. Okay, but either way, according to the Magen Avraham, this is a halacha that goes by Nates. It doesn't go by Amud HaShachar. Again, a major machlokas that has many different ramifications. There is a shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Maseches Yuma. We don't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins dafka against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that one needs to say Kriya Shema after Netzachama. One needs to say Kriya Shema after Netzachama. We don't do that. We say Kriya Shema kivasikin before Netzachama. But again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kriya Shema is also tali on Nates. So why would some halachas be tali on the sun, even though the Mishnah says in Megillah that we do not go by the sun for the day? It's Amud HaShachar. So Soloveitchik has a Yartzei Shir where he talks about this in Yartzei Shir called Yom Valayla. And he says, and he quotes some of these halachas. V'hinei b'yachas l'shachar, sakol modim ki ayom maschil malos ha-shachar, od kodim zrichas ha-shemesh. Yes, everybody agrees that the day maker then starts with the with Amud HaShachar with dawn. Ulam yesh kan makom iyun b'masha mishnah atzma amra. Because the Mishnah itself says, l'charchilo b'inan shekala mitzvah sanoheges bayom tasena achar shetanei sachama. Rak b'di'evid yasa l'fnei anetz. So again, we saw the Rashi that it's called an apakiyan. L'fizeh kala hidur shalasiyas ha-mitzvahs l'achar anetz hu rak mi'divrehim. B'pa'az gzeir shema yasu balayla. But if you see from these other halachas, as we just quoted, from the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and from the Magen Avraham, that sometimes Netzachama plays a role in the halacha and not just as a bidyevet. And quotes Rav Soloveitchik, and if you look in certain other halachos, it seems to be that it is tali on Netzachama. So, for example, I guess we'll quote the examples first, right? In Hilchos, regarding halachas of Karban Pesach, says the Rav Soloveitchik, right? There's a minug of not doing malacha on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos is the din, but before Chatzos is the extension of the minug, right? Tosfos in Pesachim and Daf Nun quotes the Yerushalmi, maybe it's because it's the day of your current Pesach and you can't do malacha on the day of your current Pesach. But Tosfos quote, the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Yantif, Paraches, Asu lasas malacha ba'arvi yamim tovim in a mincha v'lamala. That's generally. But Chutz be'erev Pesach achar chatzos she'osu b'malacha achar chatzos menadin oso. Ve'etzorach lomer she'makros o'makas mardus em lo niduhu. Lefichach yomar ba'asar b'nisan asar ba'asiyas malacha midivrei sofrim. Kimo cholo shamoid. Erev Pesach has an isser malacha like cholo moed. V'ukal mi cholo shamoid. But a little more lenient. Ve'eno asar ela mechatzi ha'yom alamalo shuz ban ha'shchita. But it's only asar from midday. Aval mehanetz hachama ar chatzi ha'yom tali b'minag. But from Nates until Chatzos, it goes by the minog. Makam shalgalasos, okim mashalgalasos, lalasos enosin. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, why does this minog? Yeah, it's a minog derabanan, but why does it go by Netzachama? Why would that go by Netzachama? Right? Or, if we think this is the only one, there is another Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Hilchos Karban Pesach, the Rambam says in Perakei Halachates, how do you determine someone who needs to do Pesach Sheni? How is that determined? Says the Rambam, Mishahaya Beino Uven Yerushalayim. Right? If Derech Rechoka. If you're derech rechoka, then you do Pesach Sheni. How do you determine Pesach rechoka? So if you're far away on the 14th, Yom Arbaasar im Alias Hashemesh Chamisha Asar Milo Yoser Arizeh Baderech Rechoka. If when the sun goes up, you are 15 mil away, that's derech rechoka. Hayy beino veino pachad bise eina baderech rechoka, b'reish yachal yil yishalayim achar chatzos, halach lo yigia b'reish yekvu habemos. So it goes by, if you aren't going to be able to get there, so then you are derech rechoka. Not our yisoneh, but the Rambam sheet is that if you can't get there by chatzos, b'chatzos is the beginning of the Zman, you would think that as long as you could get there by the end of the Zman, that's a chiddush in the Rambam. That's not for now, but that's a chiddush in Hilchos Karan Pesach. But the Rambam says here im Aliyas Hashemesh. So again, why does the Rambam say here Aliyas Hashemesh if it, you know, the day really starts by Alo? So Rav Soloveitchik says you see clearly that there are some halachas that go by dates and not by Halos HaShachar. What are those halachos? Says Rav Soloveitchik, whenever you talk about the Haloshem Yom in general, the daytime, then that's good, but that's by Halos HaShachar. But if you ever have a halacha that needs a specific time within the day, so then that would go by Netzachama, because after all, dawn is more of a process. There's not one moment. It gets light, it gets light. You don't pinpoint a moment. Netzachama is a much more tangible, and you could see it. The Netz HaNira, whatever it is, but you can see the moment that the sun comes above the horizon, right? It's not as much of a process. Therefore, if you need to focus on a specific time, a certain hour, so then you would go by Netz HaChama. That's why possibly Rabbeinu Tam go for Kriyashma, which has to do with Zmani Hayom, or the Kriyashma Tfila, the other halachas, you would go by Netz HaChama, because that needs a certain time. Says Reb Soloveitchik, Ubir Adavar Nira, Ki Bechol Makom Shenemar Din Shiurin Be'inan Gvul Miduyak Mizeh U'Mizeh. You need a specific Gvul. Zricha Sachama Oshkiasa Mechuvenes Heitev. The Zricha Va'anu Yecholim La'amod Altiva Haschala V'Sofa. So we could note its beginning time and its ending time. And that's why that's what you would use for when you need specific moments in time. And that's why Karban Pesach is the only Karban that is not Kol Hayom. Other Karbanos are, you can bring the Karban the whole day. Karban Pesach, it has to be only in the second half of the day. Bein Harabayim. So maybe that's why the Rambam Dafka says by Karban Pesach, there is a focus on Netzachama and not Amud HaShachar. Again, there's more, but that is a suggestion. One might say, right, there's one other carbon that has a specific time, and that's the carbon Tamid. Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Harabayim. Right, so there are two. So that does not totally on Zricha per se, but it's interesting that if you look in the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid, and the Rambam quotes it, it has something to do with the sun. Right, when is the time that you bring the carbon Tamid Shal Shachar? Ve'emasai Zman Shechitasan, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Tmidin. Shochten Oso Kodim Shetala Hachama, Mishayotir Pnei Kalam Izrach. Before Nates, when the whole sky is lit up. So it's dependent on the sun somehow, when also in the afternoon. By the Tamashar Ben Arabayim. Tamashar Ben Arabayim, Shochdin also Mishayarech Hatzel, the Yukar Lakol Sheherech. Everybody realizes that the sun is starting to go down. So you see, the sun has something to do with the Karban Tamid also, so maybe that relates to the fact that the Karban Tamid has a specific time as well. Okay, a couple of halachas. Berech HaZachama, Shoh Uzmanios, Kriyashma, Karban Pesach, maybe Tamid. Maybe, what about Mishayakir? Mishayakir is kind of a sun halacha also, but it's not the Nates, but it's a little bit later. But it has to do with the sun, the ability to see once the sun starts getting stronger. So again, that's just to mention Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachas discusses why is it that almost all halachas go by Amud HaShachar, why does Tefillin and Tzitzis, why do they go by Mishayakir? You can start davening beforehand, but you can't put on Tefillin and Tzitzis, you can't make the bracha on them beforehand. That's Rabbeinu Yonah on Dalet and Beis and the Dafi Arif and Maseches Brachas. It says because both of those have re'ia associated with them. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, V'hatam detalu oso b'sheyira eschaveiro, mishum de betfilin kasav re'ia dechsiv v'ro kol amei aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. It says that the amei aretz will see that the name of God is called upon you, and what does the Gemara say, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, I think, in Brachas Davav, tefillin sheberosh. Tefillin has to do with re'ia, based on the pasuk in Kisavo. V'tzitzis shemitzvaso bayom, kidi yalef mikra u re'isim oso. Tzitzis also has a re'ia component. Efsher shezman atchalasu gam ki mishiyiras chaveru. Oh, efsher shezmano mishiyakar betchila shabbat alav and shabbat. But either quotes that from Mori Harav. Those two are tali on mishiyakar also because of the wording of the. Of the psukim, the ro kol ami aretz and a reisa moso. Okay, a couple of halachas that are semi connected, but they're all somehow tully on the sun's movement and placement. Like here, when making the tchum, one has to do it, and if one doesn't know which direction to do it, use the sun to figure out the direction. Okay, we'll stop here.